Happy Monday. Welcome to it. 10 minutes after 5 in the a.m., and we are well underway. This was a very busy weekend. There was so much stuff going on in our area. I got to attend a couple fun things, but didn't get to do everything that I was hoping to. I wanted to get down to Winterfest. I was going to try my hand at ice sculpting.
Ice sculpting?
Yeah.
They were going to give you sharp instruments?
No. I can turn a large block of ice into a smaller block of ice. And that is, that not everybody has that skill.
By sitting on it?
Well, I just let it kind of sit in the sun after a while.
Yeah.
And then, you chip away at it. Uh-huh. And I can turn a block of ice into a spherical looking, very unpleasant touching.
You're not a sculptor.
No. I didn't say I was good at it. I just said I could do it. But
because you stayed at a Holiday Express last night? Or?
Well, I have. And in the past, I have, yes.
I was there with Conley Kids.
Yes.
The slide that they make out of snow and ice is tremendous fun.
That is cool looking. And no pun intended, obviously.
I've got pictures of my kids. Rachel, who was afraid of it last year, decided she was going to try it this year. And,
yes.
And wanted to get in line over and over and over again.
That's what kids do.
And
good for them.
And my boy is going down on his tummy. He's going down on his behind. He's going whatever.
Face.
And the snow sculptures were fabulous.
Yeah.
I've got some pictures at WSAU.com, the
beautiful
photo gallery. And there's a guy who carved an owl. It is the most intricately carved.
Really?
The face and the beak and the eyes, whatever, and he carved it with a chainsaw.
See, I find that just to be an amazing skill. Congratulations to him. I, however, on Saturday, did the Big Brothers Big Sisters bowling event at Dale's Weston Lanes. That is cool.
Did you dress in a costume?
I did not dress in a costume.
Next year
I went as a tired morning radio host. That was my costume. I went as a tired morning radio host. The only downside was, for whatever reason, I had a headache that just would not go away when we went to this event. It was brutal. And so being
bowling
in
a alley and a headache,
yeah,
there's a winning combination
was,
there.
It was. I had to step outside a couple times just to get away from the noise. But it was a tremendous event. I love seeing the enthusiasm and how the kids, can participate. They do the group thing. There was a group of kids that came up in costume dressed as the village people. That was awesome. Lots of mascots from various schools. There was Culver's Restaurant had a giant ice cream cone there, which he was my favorite, to be perfectly honest with you. Which they don't like it, though, when you lick the mascot. Apparently, that's...
That costume's got to be dirty. You don't lick the mascot.
Don't lick the mascot. That was one of the things they kept saying. Don't lick the mascot.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, this was probably more fun for me just to sit back and people watch, was the bridal show out at the Patriot Center. That was an interesting event. Because, I mean, Tom, you have to admit, when you think of bridal preparation, you think of getting your flowers and your dress and the venue and the food. Yeah, you think of me.
Right.
I am the first person,
sure,
that comes to mind, mm-hmm, when you set up for a bridal show.
You didn't use the line that I had suggested.
I refrained.
Seth be at our booth there saying, that's your choice?
Look at me, baby. Obviously, you can do better.
You're betting half your stuff that will stay faithful to you.
Just remember, he's going to look like me someday.
There were some. It was a wonderful event if you enjoyed people watching. Now, I think it was very beneficial for the ladies, the moms, the bridesmaids. They had I sampled one or two pieces of cake, at least as far as you know. But it was probably very informative and helpful for those. But for me, it was a very interesting circumstance because I got to watch the guys. That was the fun part.
Did they have TVs set up so the guys could watch basketball or
they had
Olympics
a bar
or whatever?
They had a bar.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a bar. Right.
Honey, I'm leaving you over here. I'll be back in an hour.
And the strategy, ladies, if you had done it right, the strategy would have been buy your guy a couple five drinks, okay? let him sit there and get schnockered, and then bring him over to the table and say, what do you think about this? Oh, that's great. I love that. That's awesome. Oh, you're so helpful. Thank you. And that, you could have gotten anything you wanted at that point.
Yeah.
And I believe there were a few that did that, because there were a couple guys walking around just looking at each other like, kill me. Kill me now. Just somebody hit me in the head with a bolt. Do something. It was.
It should have been the first mission of your marriage to show who's in command by telling them that you're not going.
There was a few. There was a couple ladies that said, oh, I tried.
Go with your mother. No. I'm not going.
There were a couple ladies that I tried to get him to come along, but he's out bow hunting.
No, like, this is a bridesmaid's thing. Honey, round up your crew of bridesmaids and go to the thing.
Go and have fun and have some wine and cake.
Spend your parents' money.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. More of your show coming right up.
Why don't we begin?
They started as an experiment, an ordinary morning radio show.
We're talking about huge potential for millions of people.
Kept in a studio with a large window, like animals in a zoo.
You're not a pet.
Tormented by program directors and sales managers.
You make history, I make money.
They are contaminated.
And that was a pain in the ass.
Until one day, they learn to think and reason.
You mean increased intelligence?
Skills that far exceed that of a human counterpart.
They became just smart enough to escape into the streets and wreak havoc on humanity by giving away coffee mugs and t-shirts.
You guys might want to get your cameras ready. Normally these guys are quite shy.
20th Century Fox presents Rise of the Planet of the Jocks.
They're not people, you know.
Now playing in vehicles everywhere.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.